Drive Time on 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
This is the Cape Drive Time. Welcome back to the show. 072-238-0712 is the WhatsApp line. Query, comment, rant, rave, and or criticize. And this person says here, Salaam, free university education, free housing, all West African taxpayers' money. What's not to like? Yeah, certainly what's not to like. But talking about zeros and money, the South African Household Wealth Index has recorded a net wealth increase over the first months of 2019. One wouldn't have expected it. This is according to the Momentum UNISA Household Net Wealth Index. Online, a spokesperson and research economist, a consumer insight division at Momentum, Johan van Tonder. Johan, welcome.
Thank you, and good afternoon to you and the listeners.
This is a bit of a surprise, and when we look at what your summary of your report says, real net wealth increasing by 300.4 billion rand over the first 6 months of 2019. Okay, the big question, how did this come about?
Yeah, let's start with the beginning. We feel poorer, but we actually are richer as a collective. So the reason we feel poor is because our income didn't grow that much over the first 6 months. In other words, it was just about 1% higher compared to 6 months ago. But our wealth, and wealth is different from income and expenditure, it's your assets and your liabilities. In this respect, it's the value of your belongings, your car, your house, as well as all your savings. Now, and then you have to subtract all your outstanding debt, and then you get your wealth. So your assets, or our assets, the country as a household assets, grew much more over the first 6 months. And the main reason for that is because the bulk of our wealth, or the bulk of our assets, is of a financial nature. In other words, it's our savings and investments in, for example, retirement funds, etc. So few people know this, but in South Africa, about 70% of our assets are in the form of financial assets, and the other 30 is your residential assets and your belongings. So what happened over the first 6 months is that the financial assets grew as a result of the increase in returns that they enjoyed from the investments in, for example, the stock market, the bond market, etc. And that was primarily driven by international events. So over the first 6 months, there were more optimism about international economic growth and so forth. And that sort of spilled over to South African, the price of shares and so on. In other words, the value of our pension funds and retirement annuities and so on. So that's the main reason why the financial assets increased. And we're wealthier, but we don't feel that way.
I mean, it's interesting because if 70% is in what you call financial assets, we're looking at, I suppose, in a sense, a lot of liquidity with, as you say, the other 30% being what would be the property, fixed property aspect of it. Again, a lot of liquidity are coming out of this.
Yeah, especially if it's in retirement annuities. If you belong to, say, or if you work and your employer provides you with a pension fund, that's not as liquid. But because you can't just, according to law, you can't just withdraw that money. But if you do have a retirement annuity, and if there's a crunch or whatever, you do have access to that. And that portion is about 30% of the 70%. So there is a lot of liquidity, so if you struggle, you do have access, but it's not, I won't recommend it, because it's actually money that should be used when you're in retirement, and it's very difficult to make up what you use right now.
Yeah, in fact, I think the overall call there is do not cash in your retirement funds, because as you pointed out, a person can do it. And of course, the more you cash in, the more tax you pay. At the end of the day, I'm sure you'll agree, it's not a win-win situation at all.
No, that would definitely be not a win-win situation. In fact, if we also look at one of the reasons, or the other reasons why our net wealth increased, is because of the contributions we made over the first 6 months to pension funds and retirement annuities. That also increased compared to the end of last year, and even compared to a year ago. So, in other words, what it means, the compulsory savings of households actually increased in a very difficult environment, and we have to commend households for sticking to that, because it's not easy.
No, it isn't. I mean, and is some of this contributory due to the fact that more people are coming on board in terms of pension fund investments, or it's just that the very nature of the investments were doing well?
Yeah, it's a combination of both. It's more people, not a lot of additional people, but then it's also because whenever there's a salary increase, then your contributions to the pension fund also increases, and because there's annual increase clauses in retirement annuities, and then there's also a lot of people that save in bank deposits, etc. So you're quite right. It's a combination of both of those factors.
And when we get back to the other 30%, which is basically fixed assets, any way I can describe it, things like property, has an increase been in the property market, not because more people are buying? Is it because property values in themselves have had about maybe a 2 to 3% increase on average over the country?
Yeah, there's two factors there. The one is the number of new properties or houses or residential units that's being built. And unfortunately, that number went down compared to a year ago. So the pace at which new residential units are being erected has slowed. But then there's also house prices that increased very slowly, but they nonetheless increased in real terms. And then there's also buying and selling of existing properties, where the price, etc., also plays a role. So it was more driven by the price, is the real price increase, as opposed to erection of new residential units.
Now, when we look at the figures coming out, as we said at the beginning of the interview, South African households' real net wealth goes up 300 billion during the first half of the year. How would that number compare to a year where the economy is in a healthier state than what it is in right now? Would we looking at an increase of 900 billion, or is 300 billion just an outstanding amount? Bad economy, good economy, medium, rare economy?
Yeah, I think what we should do is we should look at the 300 billion in context. The total amount of net wealth currently is 7,100 billion. So it's a huge amount. But if you want to do a comparison, we have to look at countries where people are saving enough for retirement and acquire properties, etc., in order to have a, say, average to good living standard. Now, in South Africa, our wealth, if I can just give you an example, our wealth, if we express it as a percentage of our gross income, then that is about 276%. So 2.76 times your annual income. Now, in countries where there's an average to good living standard, that percentage is not 276, it's about 600.
Wow, okay. So that gives a perspective. Yeah.
Yeah, so in other words, we are very far behind what's needed, and that's why we need more people to actually not just use their income for spending. I know a lot of people don't have a choice because they just don't earn enough. But when you start earning enough, one of the things you have to do is to start saving, investing, and improving your living standard, etc. But right now, it's very difficult because the income is or the economy is not growing, and we're not creating as much jobs as we should. So therefore, it's very difficult for that number to increase to the 600% level.
Do you think that in South Africa, if it was at a 600% level, that's the level that we actually should be at? Because judging by what you're discussing, it seems as if we are, I know it's a bit of a random number, but we seem to be underperforming by at least 50%.
Yeah, so we have to look at it in context again. If we break down a few numbers, the majority of South African households are actually poor. Now, to give you an example, if you're in a household and the household earns 25,000 rand a month, and that household might be a husband and wife, or husband, wife, grandparents, and children, and all of them combined earn 25,000 rand a month, then you're one of the 20% richest households in South Africa. Mm-hmm. So 25,000 is not a lot of money for a whole household, but it shows you, if you're one of the 20% richest, it just shows you that the other 80%, they don't earn a lot of money, income. However, a lot of them do have assets in the form of, say, an RDP house or so. Mm-hmm. And that RDP house might be worth even more than the income of the household. So that's why a lot of times we refer to South Africa as a country which is like asset rich and income poor, precisely for that, because of this fact. But for this to improve, we need to, or to get to the 600% level, we need to create jobs like 500,000 to 1 million a year. Otherwise, we're not going to get there. And we're going to still sit with this skewed distribution of income and skewed distribution of assets for a very, very long time.
And let's hope we can change the shape of that graph. Johan van Tonder, Research Economist, Consumer Insight Division at Momentum, talking to us about South African Household Wealth Index, recording a net wealth increase over the first month of this year to about 300 billion rand, but to all intents and purposes, it should be at least double that amount. Johan van Tonder, thanks for chatting to us. Do you have a good weekend?
Thanks, and same to you and the listeners.
Drive Time 91.